Welcome friends, I'm your tax dost and tax host Anthony Williams and you're listening to Tax Dosti Podcast. Owning assets overseas, it's not a crime in Pakistan. Yes friends, we'll be discussing today a very important topic, and that is that if you are a resident Pakistani living in Pakistan or outside Pakistan, and if you own assets outside of Pakistan, so you'll be listening to what the famous chartered accountant Shabbar Zaidi has said in his book, in an article, Owning Assets Overseas is Not a Crime, published on February 16th, 2017 in the famous Business Recorder, the business newspaper of Pakistan. So stay tuned and let's discuss the topic. Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to Tax Dosti Podcast. Today we'll be talking about that owning assets overseas is not a crime in Pakistan, says so Mr. Sayyid Muhammad Shabbar Zaidi, the famous chartered accountant of Pakistan. His brief introduction is that Mr. Zaidi was born in Karachi and he's a graduate from the Haley College of Commerce, University of Punjab, Lahore, and a chartered accountant by profession, a partner since 1995 in A.F. Ferguson Chartered Accountants, the firm that represents PwC in Pakistan. And he has held various positions, government and private, over his career. In his book, a very interesting book, Rich People, Poor Country, where the basic premise is that Pakistani people are rich, and the government or the state is poor, so the country is poor. And he talks about the Panama Leaks, the different types of taxation, and the foreign exchange regulation of the country. So in a chapter, which is an article published in February 16, 2017, Owning Assets Overseas is Not a Crime, he basically writes that all Pakistani tax residents, which means that people who are in a year spend more than 182 days in Pakistan are residents, and if they have income in Pakistan or outside of Pakistan, so they are tax residents. So these tax residents should be required to disclose their global assets, whether declared in past or not. So as you know, that the government has, the tax law has recently made it mandatory that if you earn income more than $10,000 in a year from outside of Pakistan, so you have to declare all your global assets separately. But even otherwise, if you don't have any income from outside of Pakistan, and irrespective of the quantum of income, if as long as it's more than 400,000 in a year in Pakistan, you have to declare all your assets within Pakistan and outside Pakistan. But because of Panama Leaks and other political and social problems, it is being considered that those who have assets outside of Pakistan may have made it from illegal money. So this podcast, the purpose is to tell you clearly what the experts think. He goes on to write that such declaration, meaning the declaration of all your assets, if you are required to file your tax return, which requires that you file your wealth statement and declare all your assets in Pakistan and outside Pakistan, so such declaration should be segregated into two parts, meaning that whenever you declare or decide to declare all your assets in Pakistan, first you should make on paper or on your Excel sheet two sheets segregating your total assets into two parts, being assets acquired before 5 years, meaning that If you decide to file your tax return for this current year, 2019, then you should make a sheet which should give your assets that you made before 5 years, that is tax year 2014 and backwards. So you should list down all your assets that you made before 30th June 2014. This will be one group, and the other group will be those assets that you made in the last 5 years, starting from tax year 2015, that is 1st July 2014 to 30th June 2019. So the second list containing the details, values of that asset. He went further on to explain that there are no taxable consequences for the assets acquired before last 5 years. So there is a bit of change now. He wrote this article in 2017. There is a bit change in tax law. There may be some possibility that you may be asked about the assets overseas you made more than 5 years ago, but those are conditions that if you fulfill, then they'll ask. They can't blanketly ask you to, or plainly ask you to explain where you got those assets 5 years ago. And for those assets, with respect to assets acquired within the past 5 years, that is 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, if you decide to file your tax return and wealth statement for the tax year 2019, if such assets have been formed out of income chargeable to tax in Pakistan, then he suggests that declaration should be made, and there was an amnesty scheme last year, and with reference to that, he states that those assets should be declared, that those are Pakistani assets, and those assets that were that you made from income that was outside of Pakistan, you should declare them too, and you should pay avail the amnesty scheme, which was last year. Now you may want to consider, if you're declaring those assets, your legal counsel, but basically you have to account for the assets that are that you have made in these 5 years, because the tax laws give the power to the Federal Board of Revenue, the taxing authority, the IRS, to ask about details of assets in Pakistan and outside Pakistan that you have made in last 5 years. So owning assets is not a crime, but not declaring them may lead to tax consequences, including penalties and even criminal prosecutions. So you're listening to Tax Dosti Podcast. I'm your host and dost, Anthony Williams. This is episode 7, and I hope that you have come to know that owning assets is not a crime, but you have to declare them once they come into your ownership. Have a nice day. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.